Welcome to another e-course from Dennis Wing. Today's topic is on transcribing music for chord melody for guitar. This is for guitarists who want to play the song with the melody and the chords at the same time, any song that is, and they don't have access to the sheet music, or perhaps you can't read standard notation, or you don't feel like purchasing the sheet music. You know, and the tablature or, you know, going online looking for the chart for free is useless because most of the time it's just lyrics and chords and there's no melody. So I'm going to walk you through the very simple, it's simple, but it can be work, but once you know the process, that work is a lot less. So today I have to transcribe for a party, private party I'm playing, instrumental version of this song called Humble and Kind by Tim McGraw. I have never heard the song before, so I'm going to walk you through the process live here, you're not going to learn, unless you love this song, the lesson is not to learn this particular song, but just how to do the process of what I'm doing to transcribe chord melodies. So here we go. I've queued up the song, and here it is. Let's listen to it. Hope you can hear that okay. Okay, so certain things I notice right away with that, which is it's in 6/8 time, right? 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3. And so the first thing I'm gonna do is write out the chords, because obviously you're going to need the chords, and then, you know, it becomes much easier to sort of attach the melody to the chords, as you'll see in a minute. So I need to check what key we're in, and I've got my guitar here, and we're in the key of B, all right? So just by ear, I could tell that it goes B, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, and that's a 6 chord, G sharp minor. I could just tell that by ear. And that's a 4 chord E, and then I think it's back to the 1 chord. Yeah. So immediately I'm gonna write. All right, let me stop that for a second. Immediately I'm gonna write 6/8, and I'm gonna write my time signature, and then 6/8, and then I'll put the intro as B for 2 bars. I suppose I could have called it 12/8, but it's up to who's writing the chart. Unless there's a compelling reason for one or the other, it's up to me whether I choose 6/8 or 12/8. In this case, it's easier for me to do my chord melody in smaller chunks. So I'm going to write 2 bars of B, 2 bars of G sharp minor, 2 bars of E, and 2 bars of B. Now, when I analyze the melody, I'm going to analyze it with respect to the chord. This may be a little different from how some of you think. I mean, if you're in the key of B, you know, then any major scale, I just took the one at the 2nd fret because that was easiest. You know, B, 5th string, 2nd fret, and I played a melody. If you know that scale, fine. If not, don't worry about it. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to analyze the melody notes as they relate to the chord. I'm going to write the melody as it relates to the chord so that while I'm playing, there's two ways to do it is what I'm saying. I can write the whole melody as it pertains to the key of B, but I find it easier to write it as it pertains to the chord that's passing, so if I can focus on the intervals as it relates to that particular chord. Like if it's a chord tone, that's fine, then it's just going to probably fit in one of my chord voicings. If it's a non-chord tone, then I have to either throw as much of the rest of the chord as I can on under it, or just not play a chord there, or perhaps just play the root. We'll see how this melody pans out. I hope this is going to be useful for you. So let's go back to where the melody starts. Seems like right there. All right, so right there I know it's a 6 just because of ear training. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So you may not know that if your ear hasn't been developed, but you would assuming this song is diatonic, you know, and you're going to assume it is because it's country music, and country music, diatonic means just, you know, of or related to the scale, right? So, assuming that it's diatonic, which it is, and that it's in a major key, which we already got that because we had a B major chord. I didn't tune up. Hang on a second. Okay, so now that I'm in tune, I can immediately tell that it's 6-5-3-5, you know, but if you didn't know that by ear, you would just go through your scale, and you land on 6, and then once you're on the starting note, then it becomes a matter of, well, does he go up or down, and if so, does he go up or down by a lot or a little? In this case, he goes down by a little. So it's 6-5-3-5-5-6. So that's what I'm going to write underneath the B chord. All right, you'll have the PDF of this to see how I'm doing it. All right, let's keep going here.
Don't forget the keys under the mat.
So now I'm on a G sharp chord. And I can hear that that's a 1-7-6-5-3. But I'm not going to write it that way, or in this case, 8-7-6-5-3, meaning, you know, the 1 is up an octave. I'm not going to write it like that. I'm going to write it according to the G-sharp minor chord. So it would be, now the B note becomes the 3 of the G-sharp minor chord. So 3-2-1-7-5. All right, does that make sense? So 3-2-1-7-5 over the G-sharp minor chord. I'm also paying attention to where the melody lines up with the one beat of the bars. All right. Now notice on this, I am not writing the rhythm out. It takes way too much time for me personally. I don't, you know, I know I'm cheating here and I'm not being academic. I don't freaking care. I just want to get the song done. You know, they're paying me a fixed amount for the gig, so the less time I spend on this and make it sound great, of course, the higher I, technically, you know, the higher I get paid if you look at it like that. If I'm getting, you know, equating time and money, then my time is money here. I could spend 3 hours on this writing out the melody and making sure it's perfect, but I don't want to, and I'm not going to. So there you go. Do it however you want. If you want to write the melody, the rhythm out of the melody, knock yourself out. I mean, if this is, especially, I should give you, actually, I should talk more about that. If this is a song you want to do in your repertoire, or whatever song you're going to use for your own example of doing this, if it's a song you're going to want to play for the rest of your life, then by all means, write out the rhythm. You know, or you could get the sheet music and, you know, write out these numbers underneath the melody if you actually buy the sheet music, or if you can find the sheet music, you know. The standard notation is what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about? So, and then the advantage of doing that is that you'll have this song the rest of your life. Now, this particular one, I'm just going to play it for a gig. Chances are I'm not going to play Humble and Kind for years to come. No offense to Tim McGraw. But I generally don't play instrumental country music. So, for me, I'm short-term focused on getting it done. And besides that, you know, well, the disadvantage of doing it this way is, if I ever have to play this again, I'm not going to throw the piece of paper out. I'm going to save it. But if I ever have to play this again, yes, I'll have to listen to the song again because there's no rhythmic notation and I might not remember. But with one listen, I'll remember how the song goes, and I don't think the rhythm is there. You know what I mean? So there's advantages and disadvantages. The advantage to writing out the rhythm is that it's a perfect chart and you'll always have it for life. Disadvantages, you know, no other musician can read that and you're going to be dependent on listening to it unless you keep it fresh in your memory year after year. See what I mean? All right, I'm going to move on. So I got 3-2-1-7-5 over my G sharp. Now, I also have to make decisions about how to play this, but we'll talk about that in a minute. I'm not going to go into how to play it first. I'm just going to talk about how to transcribe it. Let's go back to where we were.
Childhood star shed, always stay humble and kind.
So it's on E chord. 3-2-1-1, 3-2-1-1. And then the three of the B chord comes in. Okay.
Go to church cause your mom says to.
Okay, so that's 6-5, we're back to B again. 6-5-5-5-3-4-5-6. Okay. So he didn't do the... I'm noticing... I'm going to put a repeat because it's mostly the same music. But the second time around, there's a three in there which wasn't in there the first time around. So I put three in parentheses. There's a grandpa every chance that you can. Pretty much the same. Won't be wasted time. Okay, so I heard two. All right, and then I have to make a note that that's an octave up, so I'm not playing. And I heard a harmony there. Sounded like. Let's see if that it would be six. Wait, hang on. Write that or not. So I could put in parentheses underneath the 2-3 bit, I could put 5 and 6 as an optional harmony. Sorry, not 5 and 6, 6 and 8. So it would be 2 and 3 on the top and 6 and 8 on the bottom. With the that may be too hard for you, but again, we're not making decisions on how to play it yet. We're just writing it out. So I heard 5, 5, 4, 3, 1, 6. All right, but I know I'm going with 6 chords. So by the time I get to that 6, it's not going to be 6 anymore. It's going to be a 1. So wait, did the 6 chord come in? Let me listen to that again. Oh, the 6 chord's there already. So according to the way I'm doing it, if I'm over G sharp minor, that's 7, 6, 5, 3, 1. That makes more sense. Seven. Now, this brings up another question you might have, which is, it's a 7 according to a G sharp minor chord, but why didn't I write flats? The note is F sharp, but I'm on a G sharp minor chord. Why didn't I write flat 7? Because it's understood that it's the diatonic 7, which on a 6 chord would be a minor 7. This is too much music theory, but I'm only going to indicate what's different about something. I'm only going to indicate what's non-diatonic. So if I know that on a 6 chord in any key, the 7th is always flat, which it is, diatonically flat, I should say, not always flat, then I'm not going to write flat 7 there. In the same way I didn't write 3. When I wrote the 3, I knew it was a flat 3 to G sharp because we're on a minor chord. So it's understood that the 3s are flat. Hope this is making sense to you. I'm going to move along. That's still over the G minor, so that's 7-7. And then when we hit the E chord, so this is part of the reason why songs like this are pretty. Notice that it's the 9th of the E chord and then the major 7. So let me listen to that again. This is why it's pretty and brings out emotion. So 9, 7, 5, and 3. All right, that all goes in one bar. All right, keep going. All right, well, that was obvious. So, where does the, what note is the one beat back on the beat? So in this case, it's 8-7-7-6-5. I mean, 8-7-7-7-6-5. Alright. So there's a repeat. Now I could write the harmony underneath that. I'd have to, I don't know if that's worth writing, but I could. So underneath, I'm on an E chord, so I'm going to write that other part of me. 6-5-5-5-3. And then 5. So it would be like, but again, I'm not making decisions on how to play it yet. Don't expect a free ride from no one. So now we're back at the verse again, which I'm glad about. I'm glad there's no new parts to transcribe, you know. And if there's minor variations of what he's doing on this that wasn't done before, I don't freaking care. I'm just going to play the same thing again. No one's going to expect it exactly like the vocal part here. Just the general melody here. So I'm relieved here, and I can just coast along on my repeats. So I can pretty much play this already. It's, I mean, thankfully it's an easy song. See what else? There's probably a bridge here. No, there isn't. Just a instrumental on the A section. So that's easy. Let's see if it has the repeat here. Yep, it does. So this is great. I'm like almost done already. You gotta love country music for being so simple, and I don't mean that derogatorily. I thought this may be a long presentation, but it looks like we're done already. This is awesome. Let's see what happens. When it's hot, need a root beer popsicle. Shut off the AC and roll the windows down. Let that summer sunshine always stay humble and kind. Take for granted the love this life gives you. When you get where you're going, don't forget, turn back around and help the next one in line. Always stay humble and kind. So what's interesting about this part is it was based on the chorus, but it's the melody is slightly different. So